the market was already under capacity pressure, as we've sort of just discussed about the supply chain issues that have been exacerbated by the pandemic. So now that's been further increased with the reduced capacity and increased demand. So as you mentioned, the capacity is reduced due to various sanctions and airspace restrictions over Europe. But that's impacted on global sort of transport routes from particularly from Asia to Europe has had the biggest impact. And the heavy transport aircraft, as you mentioned, Air Cargo, Airbridge Cargo had 17 747s. Volgan had 15 other aircraft, heavy sort of lifting cargo, outsized cargo aircraft. Even the Antonov 225 then was destroyed in Ukraine. It's the largest aircraft in the world. People were carrying over 250 tons of cargo. The impact of the loss of those aircrafts on the market is quite significant. Now, hopefully that's the situation will start to resolve itself from peaceful return. And some of those aircraft may be able to return to operations and taking cargo. But for the moment, and for the foreseeable future, I think those are out of commission. On top of that, flight distances and flight times and fuel burns have all increased, which will cause for more cost increases as airlines have rerouted their flights between Asia to Europe to avoid Russian airspace. I think average flight times on the six key trade routes between Asia and Northern Europe increased by about 3.4% within days of the Russian invasion. For some operators, longer routes can be extended by 3 to 4 hours of flight, which is a huge increase in cost. Some carriers have even cancelled those routes from Asia to Europe as they face longer and costlier routes. JAL and ANA, for example, found it just simply uneconomic to reroute their flights, which adds over 1,000 nautical miles to get to Europe. And those carriers that do continue to fly will pass on the higher fuel costs, and the weight of that additional fuel will limit the amount of cargo they can actually carry as well. So it further puts on the pressure. There are also wider impacts of the war, I suppose, to be considered. You've got lessors there's over 500 aircraft grounded in Russia. Currently, most of those vessels are unable to repossess the aircraft. I think only 5 of the 21 Russian operators who've got leased aircraft are actually voluntarily returning aircraft. BOC, there's a case in New York that's opened this week, I think, with BOC and Airbridge Cargo over their 747-800s, and they're taking legal action to try and recover the aircraft. But ultimately, the lost revenue and costs for leasing companies will have an increase in costs on lease rates in the coming months and years to try and recover those. So that will impact across the board. Insurers on the other end of the spectrum as well, they're facing potential huge total loss claims for those aircraft, and that's going to put insurance rates up.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.